What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up in building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand. And I am fired up, Phil Barnao, and I am with my homie here. Who are you?
Jason Grass.
Oh, no, you're not. No. You got to be more than Jason Grass. We're about to talk about something today called transformation.
Okay.
You're King Jason, remember that?
King Jason.
That's right. You're my partner in purpose, like we were talking about last week. I'm excited to be back on here. I enjoy being able to make some good content. Hopefully you guys are enjoying out there too. Do me a favor. If you are, give me an amen. Give me a fire in the comment. Smash the subscribe button. Let us know that you are alive and kicking and that you like what we're doing and that you support us and help us rep the rock. So with that said, we've got a cool message today, I think, for the people. What the heck are we going to talk about?
Transformation.
We like transformation. We have talked about this in the past, but you can never talk about transformation enough because I think that it's something God is always trying to level us up, right? Yeah. So transformation is like not something that just necessarily happens once. We go through progressive transformations in life, right? And so I've been through quite a bit of transformations in my life, and I'm continually going through transformations. God is continually leveling us up. And so that gets me super excited because that means that the potential that he has gifted us with inside has not been reached. And we are to continue to pursue that to become better people so that we can be better servants and be able to obviously, you know, have better purpose, you know, glorify him, right? And so let's talk about this. So a couple quick things that I find that I think are cool that we want to mention here. When I read the Bible, it's interesting because I learned when I was reading, I was like, wow, it's kind of weird. God seems to take like all these people and he changes their name in the Bible, right? So he took Abram and he made him Abraham. And that means the father of many nations, right? Then he took Jacob at one point and he God blessed him and it became Israel. Mm-hmm. Jesus told Simon, he said, bro, you are now Peter. I'm going to build my rock and plant my church on you, boy. Yep. And so Simon became Peter. And then I think the most significant transformation that stands out to me is what happened to Saul on the road to Damascus. My man got kicked off a horse, blinded, right? Didn't even know where his sight was. He was like, oh my God, you know, had an encounter with God, had to go to Damascus, and then eventually got his sight back. Yep. And this dude went from somebody who was literally slaughtering, persecuting, killing Christians to one of the most, the majority of the New Testament. And he became such an avid, believer and follower of Christ. So he went from the exact opposite, killing Christians, to literally being Christ's biggest ambassador. Yeah. And, you know, which to me is absolutely amazing. So when I look at that and I look at my path, I kind of have a past like that. Like I used to mock the faith and everything when I was a kid. I was like probably in my, you know, early 20s, 20 years old or so. And I used to laugh at the faith. I used to, you know, think that it was, you know, bullshit and that God isn't real. How could God, be real if all these different things are happening? Kind of this ignorant stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then I kind of had, you know, a transformation in my life that, you know, kind of took me by surprise. I've told my story before, but I had a crazy encounter similar to the road to Damascus. I was not blinded, but I did have an encounter that left me not only speechless, but left me like in awe of the presence of what I believed to be angels, or it was something that had happened to me that took me to a point of being a non-believer to now saying, well, wow, like what was that, right? Yeah. That was a transformation point for me. And so not everybody has that, right? Did you have anything like that ever happen to you? I always like to ask this because I never know. I talk to some people and then some people will be like, are you serious? Like that happened to you? Something like that actually happened to me too. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And I hear these cool stories, but
no. Okay. I grew up in the church. I kind of always believed in God. I didn't always walk that path, but you know, I had transformations in different areas of my life. But as far as following Christ, I've always, like I said, not always been proud of my faith. But you know, I for the most part, I've been, you know, I got saved at like 12 years old. So
okay,
so a little different, but yeah.
So you never had some Damascus Road experience like that?
No.
Okay.
Well, not quite like that.
That's why I feel such a duty and obligation to give back, because most people have not experienced that, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, if it wasn't for that experience and the things that were happening in my life, I would not be where I am. Like, sure. I would have never changed. I would have never had that transformation. So for that, I'm thankful and I feel like I owe it to God. And that's why we're doing these shows and doing these episodes, because we want to give back. Like the gift that God has given us in our life and our times, we want to give back and help other people. So let's talk about transformation. So I got transformed, and now God showed me. He said, you're going to be, he said, you're not Phil anymore. He said, you're fired up, Phil, now. And I said, really? I said, okay, well, what is that, right? And he gave me a verse. It means, it came from Psalms, and it says that his ministers are as a flame of fire. So basically it means you're going to be my servant, and you're going to serve passionately and powerfully. That's the way that I look at it. I'm a servant leader. So I'm here right now to serve you. We work together in business. We're doing stuff, you know, in home building and construction and stuff like that, right? Real estate. And we're building businesses. And at the end of the day, you know, understanding our roles on this earth, we are called to be servant leaders, right? Mm-hmm. And in everything that we do. And so that's something that we want to express out there to everybody. If you're trying to get ahead, you know, you should kind of adopt, I should say, that attitude, right? The servant leader attitude. So King Jason, talk a little bit. So God has kind of transformed you, right?
Yeah.
And so what was it about your past? Like you said that you were young, you came away from your faith. Obviously we talked about a little bit about your transformation.
Yeah.
You had gotten to a low point in your life and stuff.
Yeah.
And so now you're being transformed and you're leveling up. What's got you excited about, you know, the transformations that God is taking you through right now?
Well, I'm living a completely different life. I'm excited for, you know, I was, again, we've talked about my story a little bit. I was in a dark, dark road. I was pretty much killing myself and destroying my life in every which way. So the transformation for me is in recovery. And,
you are now.
Yeah.
King Jason.
Yeah.
You were. Let me read this next verse for you before we even continue, right? So therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, right? That's from 2 Corinthians. So you've already transformed past that.
Yeah.
And here's what a lot of people try to do. If you're watching this and you got people that try to do this to you in your life, you can go flip them the bird and tell them that's not me anymore because old things are passed away, right? People will try to bring your past back up. They'll try to hold you to your past. They'll try to make you, you know, feel like you haven't been transformed, like you have not become new.
Yeah.
And those old things were not passed away. That is not true. And that is an enemy that is trying to get into your mind and create low self-doubt, bring you back to a place that God has already taken you out of and transformed you past, right? Yeah. So now you, King Jason, are at a point in your life where you're leveling up, you're transforming yourself, you're transforming your body. We've talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Transforming your finances.
Yeah.
You're transforming your family.
Yeah.
You're improving and transforming your faith.
Yeah.
And you're transforming your freedom, the five F's, right? We are rolling deep in transformation, baby.
Yeah.
And so it's cool because, and so let's talk about that a little bit. So one of the things that I've always noticed is that God meets you, you know, where God expects us to move, right? So he meets us where we are and he expects us to take a step. So if God takes a step, right, he waits for us to take a step. Yeah. A lot of people go, yo, man, like, where is God? What's going on? Like, why? But really, he's right there the whole time,
yeah,
asking us to take an action step.
Yeah.
Many times that we're scared to take.
Yeah.
Right. And so with that, do you have any like remembrance of any things that you had to overcome that you knew that God was like, you know, like trying to pull you with maybe this podcast, maybe?
Yeah, lots of different
things,
relationships,
right?
This, you know what I mean? Like this, this is out of my comfort zone. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of different things.
Anything that you accomplished in any of the time where you grew and had some transformation, were you auto-changed automatically? No. Like, did it just happen?
Still work in progress.
Work in progress, right? I like to, you know, kind of say, you know, your my transformation, when I look back, was definitely a process, mm-hmm. right? I think that when you understand that all transformation doesn't always just happen, you know, immediately, it's something that takes time and it's your work in progress, right? And so when you're taking that step and God is showing you, hey, look, this is where I need you to move. So then you've got to get out of your comfort zone, right? Typically, because yeah. wherever the place that we're trying to get to is typically on the opposite side of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And we always have to expand and stretch and be able to, you know, to break through and break past that. So we do things like this, right? Like, obviously, you know, getting in front of cameras, making podcasts, doing things. So there's going to be other steps, right, that yeah. come into play here that we need to continue to grow and continue to, you know, basically conquer fear and walk through
and
to be better. Right. Yeah. And it's amazing when you do walk through and move through fear, and whoever is listening or watching right now, I'm sure there are things that, you know, in your life that you're just uncomfortable with, or you don't want to do, you know, to grow your business or to, you know, move forward in your fitness or to whatever. You've got to break through those comfort zones, right? You've got to get uncomfortable. You got to get comfortable as being uncomfortable. That's like what I like to say a lot. Because when you do that, you open the door up for lots of progress, for literally almost miraculous type progress sometimes, right?
Change. Yep.
Change when you're able to do that.
Yeah.
So transformation is God's will, right?
Yeah.
But it's always your choice. And so no matter where he's trying to take us, it's always up to us.
Yeah.
It's always our choice, right? So with that, I mean, we're looking at Beast Life brand here, right? We want to help people find their purpose. We want to help people find their passion. We want to help people break through in the transformation and be able to, you know, uncover the purpose and the plan that God has for their life. That's kind of what, you know, one of the core values of what we teach in the brand is, right? We talked about it last time. You know, living the Beast Life is about uncovering your purpose and your potential. We teach something which we'll do an episode on called Entering the Pit, right? And once you enter the pit, you'll never be the same. you're either gonna die, get stuck in the pit and die there, or you're gonna get through it and you're gonna go, wow, I am transformed.
Okay.
And we will teach that in another episode. But so that's one of the things that we're always looking to help you do, which is to move forward. As we talked about, you know, in the last episode, we are a brand and we are, you know, all about making progress. We're all about our father's business. We're all about moving forward. We're all about helping you level up your life in all of the areas. So we're going to be talking a lot about fitness on some of the upcoming episodes here too, because we want to help you going into, we're in the New York region. So for us, it is like spring fever here a little bit, right? So no matter where you are, maybe you're in some of the hotter regions and stuff like that. But over here, when it gets to springtime, like what happens?
Oh, so the whole atmosphere changes.
It's a new season, right?
Yeah.
It's a new season. And that's kind of cool because springtime is the season for growth.
Yeah.
Right. What happens in the spring? Plants grow, right? Yeah. We just got out of a winter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, in the wintertime, you're kind of, you know, it's a different season of life. It's a different season. And I think that that's really an important lesson to understand as well, because we always are going through seasons. So as we enter the spring season right now, we are going to continue to press towards the prize of that high calling, of that mark, right? That God is setting for us to continue our journey of being the best version of ourselves that we can be. So in a spirit of the spring season, we're going to focus on some things to help you grow in all of these areas as we move forward in the episodes. And, you know, I guess on that note, why don't you let me know anything that you want to add to that?
Pretty good. You know, glad we're here. Hope to work together with, you know, life's trials and tribulations.
Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to sign off from B-Site, Brandon. And you know what? Let's just close in prayer this time. I just feel like the need that we should do that. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve you. We thank you for all of the ability and the, you know, the purpose that you've placed inside us and the potential that you've given us. We choose to develop that. We choose to walk in the beast life and challenge ourselves to be the best version of ourselves that we can, so that we can do a better job of being servant leaders and glorifying you and helping other people. And with that, we just want to sign off here. And we just pray for all the people out there that are watching that may be in need of transformation in certain areas of their lives that they might be struggling with, that you might give them the strength to be able to conquer their fears and move forward and grow themselves so that they can follow the plan of purpose that you have and become the purpose or become the person that you created them to be. So we just pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sign off there. Thank you for watching Breathing Fire. We're going to come back at you with some good episodes coming up on, what did we just say?
Growth.
Yep. Springtime. Challenge you to grow. You will not be the same person if you hang with us. We promise you one thing. We are going to continue to push you to grow and to reach your potential and to become a better version of yourself and to challenge yourself. And that's what we're all about. So God bless you from Beast Life Brand and Breathing Fire. We'll see you on the next episode.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.